Joining us now on the Smart Rain guest line, it's no secret Utah's in an extreme drought. That's why Smart Rain is the solution for any commercial property concerned about water consumption while managing irrigation. Find out more at smartrain.net. Bob Beeler, play-by-play voice of the Boise State Broncos, kind enough to join us. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing great today.
Bob, hands, you ready?
I was going to say, Hans, what would have been your thing you would have endorsed if NIL were around back when you played?
Okay, so actually I've got the two products.
We've had many conversations about this, Bob.
Bamboo Hut, which they had a combo platter that was ribs and chicken with some Polynesian-style noodles and mac salad. And so I would have repped that brand very proudly. And then Club Omni, where I bounced.
Nice.
Wait, you want your cover chart or cover fee covered? Like...
I want a little bit more money to pad the pocket.
Yeah. Yesterday we visited with Riley Wimpy, linebacker, and Kakala Kaniho, one of our defensive backs, two, you know, academic All-Americans, all-conference players. And they said right now that, you know, I guess maybe some people are getting talked to, but so far nothing has, you know, come up at Boise State as far as, you know, anybody actually endorsing anything. So,
well, I think a lot of these players expected when this thing would pass that the phones would just be ringing off the hook. And we've talked to a lot of athletes around here, and that just certainly hasn't been the case.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, and I agree with you guys. I think maybe with Hans that you said it, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of things come in trade. Like you rep my restaurant, and we'll give you, you know, meals at the place or something. I think a lot of things are going to come in kind more than cash.
Well, see, the weird thing to me though is you've got the J.R. Simplots of the world, or you know, you've got up here, you've got Huntsman or Eccles, and you've got these big boosters that now have an opportunity to put money in these kids' pockets. And I'm just waiting for, you know, something to be promoted. Like every player is going to get $1,000 here or there. Because you've seen it, you know, maybe in Florida. I think at Miami might have had that. But you would think that Boise State to put something together. They got some big money boosters up there.
Well, we'll see what ends up happening.
So the Boise State Broncos, a team that certainly – with a new head coaching staff. And by the way, if you see Frank Miley, give him a big hug because he's one of my favorite people on the planet now on that coaching staff up there. But with that said, this is a team that from a coaching turnover, but every time it seems like there's a new head coach at Boise State, their first year they end up going to, you know, a BCS game or a high level of success right out of the gate. Do you anticipate that with Andy Avalos?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you mentioned Coach Pete in his first season, Brian Harsin in his first season, both went to Fiesta Bowls. No pressure, Andy Avalos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're expecting it. No, but I think a lot of it is because they've stayed in the same tree where people have coached for the person. And I don't mean exactly like the year before, because Harsin went away for a couple years, came back. Avalos went away for a couple years, came back. Peterson elevated. He was on Hawkins' staff. But I think that the people they've picked have understood what wins here at Boise State and what the culture is like. And I think that they've done a nice job. And as somebody that's been here now, this will be my 14th season. I think the thing that has impressed me the most, or one of the things that impressed me the most about Boise State, is they haven't hired that clinker. I mean, you look at Alabama, a Mike Dubose or a Mike Shula. I mean, there were some lean years for those guys at Alabama. Jerry Faust at Notre Dame. So, I mean, when you look at the winningest programs in college football, it isn't easy to just keep turning out, you know, contending teams for conference championships, 10-win seasons, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I commend Boise State for what they've done, and I think they've made a good hire in Avalos. Loved him when he was here. I think he's going to be great here. And you mentioned Frank Miley. I think, you know, he's done a great job picking assistants too, which I think assistants a lot of times don't get enough credit, you know, when things are going well, because, you know, there are, what, 9 or 10 other guys besides the head coach out there that are helping making things go.
So, Bob, I was looking at this BYU schedule, and, you know, those five games that they play before they see Boise State are very difficult. Arizona State, Utah's in there, South Florida. They've even got to go to Logan, and they have to play Utah State there at Merlin Olsen Field. Be very difficult before they come out to Boise, or Boise comes to them. How do the Broncos and the Bronco fans perceive that BYU game? Do they look at that as a rivalry, as a bigger, more notable game? Because I sure feel like it's become more of a rivalry for BYU on this side of things.
And I think so, too, for Boise State. And I also think the thing that makes a rivalry is when both teams win. I think if one team wins all the games, I don't think it's as much of a rivalry. But, you know, BYU's got the last two. So I think that, you know, when somebody beats you a time or two, I think you get circled a little more. So I think that, you know, you look at some of the games, and we've talked before about the, you know, the excitement and the finishes, and, you know, BYU wins on a Hail Mary, Boise State wins, you know, with the sack down inside the 5-yard line. So, I mean, there have been memorable games in addition to both teams winning, and I think that stokes a rivalry because, you know, it becomes an important game. Now, you were talking about BYU start. Boise State has three really tough games before they face BYU on October 9th. They've got UCF to open, and then they have Oklahoma State on September 18th at home, and then they have Nevada, who I think may be the most talented team in the Mountain West this year, the week before facing BYU. So both teams are going to be severely tested, in my opinion, before that October 9th game.
Bob Beeler, the voice of the Boise State Broncos, joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as we continue to get you ready for the start of the college football season. On average, this defense gave up 27 points a game. It's very un-Boise State-like. What issues are there to be addressed, and have they been addressed with that defense?
Well, I think a lot of it last year was weird because people were out. Boise State had an awful lot of injuries in the defensive line. And, you know, where people either missed games for COVID or, you know, Demetri Washington, who arguably was like a preseason all-conference player, was injured in game two. He played against Utah State, didn't play the rest of the season. You know, I think that, you know, Boise State defensively maybe didn't play as well as they, you know, have in the past. But I think that a lot of it was due to what was or wasn't out there on the field. Their numbers, I think, were skewed. When you only play seven games, whatever happens badly for a defense gets accentuated. And the BYU game with Wilson, those numbers really, you know, took its toll when you only play seven games. And then in the last game of the season in the conference playoff, they lost to San Jose State in a game in which the Spartans put some points up on the board. So I think looking at it, I think in a seven-game season, the numbers have a way of getting stretched. I really like what they have back. If that defensive line is healthy, I think the defensive line is going to be really good. Nine starters back on defense. The only two that are not back are the two corners. They were both all-league players, and they decided to leave. Williams was a draft pick for the Falcons. Safeties are all back, linebackers back. So, you know, I think this is going to be an experienced defense that I think will certainly exceed, you know, 27 points a game and 373 yards of total, you know, total defense giving up. Although I don't think holding people under 400, I don't think is terrible. So I think the points is probably more of a problem than the actual yards that they gave up in the thing. They were actually pretty good in the red zone too, defensively, but you know, not the numbers at BYU really hurt.
What are you expecting from Hank Bachmeier this year, Bob?
Well, I'm hoping he can stay healthy. I mean that has been one of his bigger problems in the first 2 years. Last year missed a couple games with COVID, and he missed some games with injury the year before. I think him, if he's able to play in every game, I think that's going to help him. He's not won the job yet. Jack Sears, the transfer from USC, is still in the mix. They have not, you know, anointed a starting quarterback yet. I think a lot of people think it's going to be Bachmeier. Sears was hurt in the BYU game. Remember, had the concussion very early in the game. He looked outstanding the week before against Air Force. So I think Boise State has two pretty good quarterbacks. You know, as I say, a lot of people think it's going to be Hank. I think Hank has gotten smarter as he's aged. You know, not being as cavalier with the ball, you know, not maybe taking as many chances on getting hits. But I think the biggest thing for him, you know, he needs to get in the rhythm. He needs to play, you know, all 12 regular season games instead of, you know, last year he played 5 out of 7. And I think the year before maybe played 9 out of 14.
Bob Beeler right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I know you and I talked a little bit last offseason. On whether or not Boise would have another 1,000-yard rusher, and they found a way to make it happen. Just how stable is that running back core going into this year?
Well, obviously they didn't last year in seven games. They did the year before. They found a way to have
exactly.
it in 2019.
That's what George I meant Helani, going in George, Helani with 2019, yeah.
Yeah, Helani got injured last year in week two, and that really hurt him. The number two back was Andrew Van Buren, and he's not a breakaway back. He's not a guy that's going to shake and bake you. He's a tough yardage guy. He only averaged 3.4 a carry. I thought Boise State did well in the red zone because Van Buren is a tough straight-ahead runner. But they really missed Helani last year. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the team did not fare as well. They did not get production out of the running back spot that, you know, that they're accustomed to. And if Helani is indeed healthy and they say he is, I think he's going to be, you know, as a junior, I think he's going to be really, really good. It appears that under the new offense, if you look at what Tim Plow did at Davis, I think they're going to throw to the backs more than they did in the past. So I think you're going to see them try to get the ball to somebody like Helani out in space more than they did under the Harsin offense. An interesting wrinkle at running back is Cyrus Ndibi-Likio. He is a transfer from Oregon, followed Andy Avalos over here. He was primarily used as a goal line and short yardage running back, but Avalos said that he thinks that there's more to him than that, and they expect him to have a decent role for the team as well. So I think they're significantly stronger at running back when you consider they basically had one guy, Van Buren, last year, and Helani was out for, you know, 90% of the season, and then we'll see what the transfer from Oregon can do.
Well, we always appreciate it, Bob. Good catching up, and look forward to catching up with you again as we get closer into the season.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be an interesting season. I'll leave you guys with this. This will be my 14th year broadcasting at Boise State. Top to bottom, I think this is the toughest schedule they've faced. I think, you know, I mentioned the UCF game, Oklahoma State, and then, of course, you throw BYU in. I'll dare somebody to find three tougher non-conference games to play, certainly from a group of five perspective. And then Boise State draws usually the three best teams from the West this year in Fresno, San Diego, and Nevada. And they don't play San Jose this year, and I think San Jose is going to be good again too.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Bob Beeler right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Good dude.